I saw today something really nice in the Sefer called Emes Liakov, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky. He makes an interesting point based upon a Rashi. Rashi says that Hashem looked at the world. Rashi says, Mahaya ha'olam chaser, menucha, the world was lacking, rest, ba Shabbos, ba menucha, kolsa v'nigmara hamalacha. Hashem created the whole world in 6 days, and on day seven, he looked back and reflected and realized there was something lacking, and he created rest to kind of be mashlim the bria, to complete creation. Then Rav Yaakov points out in just two quick sentences, or one quick sentence, Muchach mized menucha hi inyan chiyuvi. There's a Jewish value. There's a religious element. There's a religious value to rest. Vizui hanifkuta mibatela shehi inyan shlile. It's not batala. There are two things that are very, very similar, but they're very different, says Rav Yaakov. One is batala. Two is menucha. Batala is wasting time. Menucha is resting. And even in English, they have different words. And I wanted to just explore the value of menucha for a moment. And I spent some time thinking about it today. And it came up with two distinct areas of value. Number one is that when you're resting to do something great. When you're wasting time, you're just doing nothing. And therefore, if you take a nap in order to have more strength to do something productive, constructive in the world, that's a fantastic thing. If you sit and relax a few minutes in order to go out and do more mitzvot, learn more Torah, do chesed, all sorts of obvious things, but even just do all the right things to do in life, there's a certain value to that. Level number one. Level number two. Again, like a preparation. If you go out and you're exhausted, so if you're exhausted, back to level number one. If you go out and you're exhausted and you're cranky and you're kvetchy, one of the biggest signs of like a bad attitude is being hungry and tired. I do like chassan classes, like training young people to put like, you know, that. So part of it, during the chassan classes, we learn a little bit of hilchos nida, we talk a little bit about some of the halachas of being married, some of the hashkafa. And I tell my chassanim all the time, if you ever want to talk to your wife about like a critique or something she did wrong, or like you want to make up after a fight, or here's what you did that insulted me. So I always tell them, number one, start off with four compliments. I want you to know I like this, 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 and this. And there's one thing we have to work on a little bit. I also tell them never do it on Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos is prime time for a fight. Everyone's stressed out and we're getting ready and have to put the food on the list and the hot plate and this and come and go. Yeah, it's before dinner. Whenever you're really, really hungry, like right before dinner is like a terrible time. You know, my wife ever says like, you know, I'm really upset you did this. I'm like, I want to hear about it after dinner. After dinner, I'm not ready to hear it. You know, truly she's probably not ready to say it. So point number one is rest, and for that matter, eating, which is kind of like a similar thing, but a little bit different, has a value because it puts you in a good mood above and prepares you for the rest of life. Some of it prepares you to do mitzvot. Some of it prepares you just to be a good person, I guess, which is not disconnected from mitzvot anyway. But then I was thinking, maybe there's a second component. Maybe there's a second dimension to the value of rest. Like almost like an inherent value. In contrast to batala. Batala is just wasting time. Rest is, so to speak, basking in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's beautiful world. Appreciating, there could be two people sitting out on the top of who knows what, sitting out at the beach, for example. One person sitting and just wasting time and letting life go by, another person is appreciating and sucking in the beauty of the ocean, the beauty of the world. Hashem himself sat back and rested, looking back at his world that he created, basking in the beauty of creation. Part of rest is not just a preparation for the future, but it's a recognition that God's world is great. I sit back and I relax. I just appreciate. I sit back and I lay down on a lounge chair in the backyard and just appreciate the beauty of nature around me. That's resting, which has a constructive element to it. And perhaps both of these points reflect a big yesod in hashkafa, which is what you do often doesn't determine the positive or negative qualities of the action, but with which attitude do you do it? eating, resting, anything we do, working. There are people who work just so they can make more money than somebody else. There are people who work so they can support their family and make the world go round. There are people who have friends just because they value their own popularity. There are people who have friends because they love companionship and want to make people feel good about themselves, make themselves feel good about themselves. And in a certain sense, there's three types of activity in the world. Things that are mitzvot, everyone agrees those are very important. No one thinks, yeah, keeping Shabbat 50-50. Everyone agrees keeping Shabbat is important. Then there are things that are averos. Everyone agrees those are bad. But then you have things that don't really fall under the rigid definition of a mitzvah or avera. And the question is, does God value those? Does God value rest? And the answer very well may be, well, it depends on which attitude you rest with. It depends upon your perspective. Is eating a good thing? Well, if it's gluttonous and self-serving, no. What do they say? Do you eat to live or do you live to eat? Eating to live is great. Living to eat is overindulgence and something you shouldn't be overindulging in. And therefore, so much of the world is these gray areas. And what Chassidus does is tries to mekadesh the chol, take normal, mundane areas, going for a walk, resting, eating, and other, and using that to navigate it, to direct it towards Avodas Hashem. And therefore, mitzvos are certainly part of Avodas Hashem. But it could just be regular, mundane behavior. Resting with the right mindset, with the right perspective. Hanging out with friends with the right perspective. Eating with the right perspective. All of these are areas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants his world to function normally, regularly, positively, progressively. And therefore, rest, which is a part of God's world and allows you to appreciate what God is, may have a religious value, and therefore God rested on Shabbos. Didn't just stop after 6 days. He was not mevatel zman, mevatel Torah, mevatel who knows what on day seven. He rested. And there may be an inyan chiyuvi, to quote Rav Yaakov, in rest. Just like many other the gray areas of the world, we should use them to find a deeper connection to God. And this way God is involved in your life, not just when you're in shul, or in front of a sefer, or doing chesed, or any other formal, narrow mitzvah. But God is relevant in your life all day long. Shabbat shalom.